Transportation is on the mind of commentator Daniel Pinkwater. He has just found out about something called a grease car, and it's not a hot rod driven by a juvenile delinquent.
They are cars converted to run on used vegetable oil. This is how it works. You get an old clunker of a diesel-powered automobile. Next, I have to buy a conversion kit. This costs a little over $1,000. And then I have it, a grease car. The final step to getting on the road is to find a source of used vegetable oil. The website suggests a fast food place or a Chinese restaurant. You go and collect what they have been making French fries and egg rolls in, strain it through a cheesecloth to get the little bits of wonton out, and you're ready to drive. And your exhaust smells good. I'm not completely enthusiastic about dragging 5-gallon buckets of used restaurant oil around, and while the people at the Golden Walk are nice as can be, attempting to arrange to pick up some, not all, of their used oil may lead to confusion. So I thought this. I buy the conversion kit, and I buy a deep fryer. We can do onion rings, tempura, hush puppies. First we fuel up, then we fuel up the car. Regard me, OPEC, as I sputter down the road at a top speed of 45 miles per hour, smelling like a fish and chips shop. Regard me and despair.
Daniel Pinkwater is author of the children's book, Looking for Bobowitz.